This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With apologies to Frederick the Great, or maybe it was Napoleon, sources are unclear, today's armies travel not on their stomachs, but on their military contractors. And as America's longest war comes to an end, so too does a business opportunity for those contractors. The United States has spent tens of billions of dollars over the past 20 years to those contractors to sustain its troops in Afghanistan, to feed them and house them and support them. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has the corporate side of the story of the day.
The U.S. military relied on contractors like KBR and DynCor International for all sorts of things in Afghanistan.
For cooking, for driving, for delivering supplies, they were used across the board.
Linda Bilmes teaches public policy at Harvard. She says sometimes the Pentagon had so-called no-cost deals with contractors. Whatever a project cost, the government would pay.
The whole system was set up in a way to enable contractors to rip off the government.
One contractor, Supreme Food Service, pleaded guilty in 2014 to overcharging the U.S. military for food and water served in mess halls in Afghanistan. Mark Kanzian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says there were also no-bid contracts, where a company got a contract without having to compete with other firms on things like price.
We didn't have a good sense about what it was going to cost, and we didn't have the people there who could do the negotiations or had the data. So contractors were basically able to charge whatever they wanted.
Kanzian says eventually that changed, and the Pentagon started negotiating better contracts. He also pointed out that it's very expensive to hire experienced people, like former military officers, to provide training and security. Dan Grazier served with the Marines in Afghanistan. He's now at the Project on Government Oversight.
You would see all these people who were obviously contractors, and we all knew that they were making a lot more money than we were.
And they have job security. The U.S. military has decided it wants contractors in the field right next to U.S. troops. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.